Lord, y'all sit down. All right. Lord, have mercy. If I don't stay on schedule tonight, it'll be bad, boy. You got your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 1 and verse number 2. And I have this on my heart. The deacons asked me to fill this spot. I really was reluctant. I don't like doing this. I really don't. Now, it's not that I don't like preaching. I love preaching. When you're hosting, it's hard to preach. But I'm not going to have no problem tonight. All right. Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 1 and verse number 2. I got a thought tonight, and I want to give it to you. There's a lot of folks here. I believe you're here. I really believe you're here. I believe your motive's right. You're looking for something. Amen. You're looking for something. You're looking for something. Can I tell you? You come to the right place. There's some stuff here. Hebrews chapter number 12. Wherefore, seeing we also, verse number 1, are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking, there it is, unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I'm interested in that first part of that passage. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You know, even in the secular world, there's value in focusing. That word looking there, I did a study. It means to have an intense focus. You know, there's some folks and they have problems focusing even in the secular world. And they sometimes, to help them, they prescribe some medication. And it does do some help for them. I want you to know, I'm going to give you some medication tonight. I want to preach tonight on this thought. Looking, a prescription for focusing. Hey, by the way, how many of you preachers agree with me? It's easy to get distracted. Wave at me or something. Don't you die on me tonight. You said, why is it so easy? Well, look at the world we're in. The moral collapse of this country is enough to mess you up. You said, this country's not messed up. Any country that kills 1.5 million babies a year is messed up. Any country that don't even know how to define marriage is messed up. By the way, if you have a problem, it's one man with one woman for one lifetime. I just thought I'd throw that in. And not only does that distract you, but also the malfunctions of the church today. Hey, it's hard to find churches. Somebody help me preach. You said, what's happened to them? They done with malfunction. You said, well, how have they malfunctioned? I'll tell you how they malfunction. They try to change the word. Now, I'm not going to apologize with y'all. I might as well just tell you, on the first night of this meeting, we believe in the King James Bible. We believe it is the preserved Word of God. We believe it'll work. We believe it's strong. We believe it'll convert sinners. We believe it's what we need for old-timey religion. Well, Lord. I'll tell you what's happened. Some of these little liberals and little whipped preachers, they ain't got enough nerve to take a stand on the Bible. Yes, ain't no wonder they're malfunctioning. Yes, I'll tell you something else messed up with them, their worship. Yes. Don't have church on Sunday night anymore. Yes. We done had the cell meetings and the little side groups. I want to tell you, I'm glad for an old-fashioned, independent, fundamental Baptist church where we still have preaching on Sunday night, where we still have preaching on Wednesday night, where we still shout it out and praise God because it's worthy. That's enough introduction. Three things and I'll let you go. Number one, this is a good subject. Number one, the seriousness of our focus. Looking. I personally believe, as a lot of folks in our churches today, and I don't want to upset you preachers, but a lot of Baptist preachers have lost their focus. They're just not real serious about it. Hey, by the way, you said how serious it is it for your focus? Well, it affects two things. Number one, it affects your sight. By the way, without a vision, the people perish. I'll tell you what's wrong with our churches. We got a bunch of people satisfied with us four and no more. And they don't want the church field. They don't want to run buses. They don't want to go soul winning. They don't want to try to help anybody. But I want to tell you, I got a God that said, get focused. Get your eyes right. Get your sight right. And the only way to do it is look unto Jesus. I'll tell you this real quick. My first message at Taze Valley Baptist Church will be 34 years this coming September 1st. I preach out of Romans 5:1. I can tell you where I preach that. And I did this. I know every young preacher does it. I was a nut then. I'm still kind of a nut. And I said one day we'll have 500 people. You know, we only had like 84 that morning. And you know, there's one in every crowd. Had a gentleman come up after service and I walked out and Brother Brian, he got me right here. I ain't never had that done to me. 27-year-old big old boy like me had somebody right there. Said, you ain't never gonna see 200. That's a real good way to welcome the preacher on the first sermon. And I ain't mad. I got up and said, we're going to have a contest. We had a one of 200. That's before they had computers and you had them little badges. I'll be one of 200. And we had the badges out. And that guy said, you ain't going to have 150. And we're going to do it for Christmas. Remember, Wayne? Yeah. You remember everybody had that badge? We looked like a bunch of crazy people. I will tell you one thing. Christmas Day came and Christmas Sunday came and we didn't have 150. We had 254 people here. And we would have had 255, but that guy didn't show up. Hello. I want you to know something, friend. I had a vision then. I got a vision now. I want you to know I still believe God can do big things. I still believe God's on the throne. I still believe He's a wonderful, powerful, almighty God. Not only will it affect your sight, it'll also affect your success. I'll tell you what was told me when I left the Department of Hideaways. Here's what they told me. Boy, this is a real good encouraging thing for a 27-year-old to hear. Said, we know Baptists, they only keep their preachers 18 months. And they'll starve you to death. Well, I want to tell you what. Remember when old Elijah was down there starving and God sent a raven out and bought some meat to him? You said, where'd he go? The only place he could go, we went to the king's house. I want to tell you what, I've been here 34 years. I've been young and I'm now old. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed beggared bread. I want to tell you, I got a God that's awesome tonight. I got a God that's able tonight. Number two, and I'll go on. Not only the seriousness of our focus, looking, the source of our focus. Whew. The source of our focus, looking unto Jesus. Here's the problem. We're trying to look at the board or look at the church. Hey, by the way, Ain't nothing real special about anybody in here tonight outside of the grace of God. We all ought to be burning in hell tonight, but it was the good grace of God that sought me out and saved me. Now I'll give you three things real quick on that, and I'll go on and I'll be finished. Number one, you said, what does it mean to look unto Jesus? First of all, we need to look back every once in a while. And if you look back, I'll tell you what you're going to end up doing. You're going to end up praising Him. I've done that today. I just done it to see if it works. I went back 39 years ago. January the 31st. After being witnessed to by that man back on the left quarter. And he witnessed to me, and I was an old drunk, I was a heathen, I was a no account, low down sinner. He said, you ought to come to church. There's a guy up there. I was asking him all these questions. He said, I can't answer your question. There's somebody up there came though. And I didn't have my mind. Somebody said something evil about me or to me, I was going to give him a knuckle sandwich. But back then, I didn't care. So I went to church. Guess what happened? I didn't get nobody no knuckle sandwiches. The high sheriff of heaven came looking for me. Came where I was. For I know that I was up on the altar and the guy I came to whip led me to Jesus. I want to tell you, when I look back to that day, that was revolutionary. I looked to Jesus. I didn't look for Him for parole. I didn't look for Him to just fix me. I looked for Him to save me and deliver me and help me. Well, glory. Then number two, I'm looking around. And let us say, I'll serve you. I want to tell you what's wrong about half preachers and half members in churches. They don't have a servitude attitude. I just want to tell you something happened about 6 weeks ago. I ain't allowed to do certain things in the church, but I do them anyhow. Because I believe in serving. The grass got high over there on our lot where we were going to have a new building. It got high. Wasn't nobody around here, so I said, I'm going to cut that grass. I jumped up on that farm tractor, and it didn't have no seat belts either. And I started cutting the grass. About two-thirds of the way through, stand up, skinny. That skinny thing right there got in right in front of the tractor was going, what are you doing? Now, he's smarter enough to know I was running a tractor. I said, I'm running a tractor. He said, preacher, you're not supposed to run a tractor. I want to tell you something. When I got saved, I just want to serve. If it's riding a tractor. And by the way, I want y'all preachers to know this. I used to work in the nursery. You said you never worked in a nursery. I have so. When Miss Norma used to run the nursery, we had a Rock of Ages conference here. And Brother Joe, you was preaching at it. And they didn't have, you know, when missionaries, they have a lot of babies anyhow. And they needed somebody to take care of the nursery. Norma said, I ain't got no workers. I said, me and Marguerite, I come in there and I got two babies. I put one here and one here. I said, amazing grace. So now I put 18 babies dead asleep. You say, what is it, preacher? I want to tell you what, if you look around, people have needs. People need servants. They don't need no big dictator. They don't need nobody just telling them what to do. They need somebody to serve them. They need somebody to love them. They need somebody to care for them. Number three, under this point, and I'm almost done. Looking ahead. By the way, you don't know what you're going to have ahead. Looking ahead, I will trust Him. 6 years ago this April, I preached on Sunday night. My doctor was here, and I went back to him gasping. And my breath was losing my breath. He put his hand right here. He said, your heart is out of rhythm, bad. He got me in his Jaguar, went 110 miles an hour up to his office, did an EKG, out of rhythm. I want y'all to know something. I got so tired, and I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I was wanting to quit. I thought I'm done. For 3 months, I was in depression. Some of you preachers think that's awful. You go ahead and preach about me. I can't help it. I was. I thought I'm done. Then this scripture out of Job hit me. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And by the way, I told God three months after I got whatever you want, I'm not going to be fooling around. I'm preaching for you. Then it wasn't 2 years later, my son-in-law got cancer. Many of you prayed him, and he got delivered. And y'all know about him and Julie couldn't have no children. And it's the way you do. We just trust in him. On Mother's Day, there's a little baby born somewhere around here that God had predestined and sovereignly put for my children. And yesterday, y'all want to talk about somebody silly. They had a baby shower right up there in that thing, and I loved it. And I had that baby out walking around showing everybody that Brooke Nicole share. And I want to tell you, I've got a God that's able. Well, if you look ahead, just trust it. Now I'm done, and I'm going to keep my 20 minutes. Now I'm obeying the deacon. The deacon tonight said, I'm going to preach 20 minutes and I'm doing it. I think. The summation of our focus. Got to have a summation. Got to have a result. Looking unto Jesus. The author. He's the one that thought it. And the finisher of our faith. Lastly, looking up, I will say, I expect him. The Lord himself is going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm looking for him to come again. You say, what's going to happen? There's going to be a rapture. He's going to change my vile body in the likeness of his glorious body. There's going to be a resurrection. He's going to bring the dead in Christ up. They're going to be, they're going to be a reunion. I was thinking about James Harold this evening, and Joe and I was talking about him. I can't wait to get a hold of Santa Claus and hug him in heaven. And they're going to be a rejoicing. What a day. What a glorious day that'll be. Rochester's coming to sing. I'm done.